Hi, this is Anushka Fernandopoli. I hope this talk supports you in your practice. If you'd like to support my teaching, you can use the donate button under my picture on dharmaseed.org or go to my website, anushkaf.org, A-N-U-S-H-K-A-F.org, and click on donate. Thanks. I appreciate your support.
The following guided meditation was given at Common Ground Meditation Center in Minneapolis, Minnesota.
So I'm glad to be here with all of you this evening. I know this has been a very nice day also here in Minneapolis, so a particular kudos to all of you for coming to a meditation group instead of roaming around outside too. So we're going to practice like warming the heart also, the metta practice. And how many people here are new to metta practice? First time here for this practice? Don't know what it is, anything like that? A couple people, yeah, okay. Cool, welcome. You're welcome here. So the practice of metta is a particular kind of cultivation of the heart in the Buddhist path, you could say. And it's cultivating the heart of, often is translated as loving kindness, but maybe also could be translated as well-wishing or goodwill, or a sense of kindness in the heart. Or my favorite translation is the force of unstoppable friendliness. So like the kind of friendship that doesn't have bounds or contracts, and that this kind of friendliness can be there in different circumstances. So maybe we're used to having that with small circle of people around us, even though those people sometimes are the most difficult and annoying also. But then also with sometimes friends or, today I want to expand out, this title is called Loving the Stranger, right? So like, what would it be like if we were able to have this sense of goodwill or friendliness towards even people that we don't know? So that's even more radical in some ways. And then in this path, they also even take it to the most radical, which is, what about even the one who is the most difficult people, too? But maybe I'll leave that for someone else to explain that part, too. So we'll start with meditation for about half an hour. So particularly with this kind of meditation of metta, of goodwill, it's important to be in a position that you're not immediately in pain, because it's difficult to wish well for others when you are in some incredible pain in the moment. Yeah. So if you are, you can unfold yourself or try and structure your sitting in some way that you feel reasonably comfortable. But also, of course, we'd like to help you to stay awake and alert. So to begin, we can actually just bring the attention into the body. Feel yourself sitting here. That means allowing the attention to notice what it feels like in your connection to the ground, to your cushion, to the chair. And you can see if you can allow yourself to relax. You might notice ways in which your body, your face, your mind is holding tension. Maybe in some unnecessary way. So we can take a deep breath in. And as we exhale, just try to relax any tension that might be there around the jaw, around the eyes. Take another deep breath in, and as you exhale, try to relax the shoulders, neck. Take another deep breath in, and as you exhale, just let any other parts of the body that are unnecessarily tense or tight just settle into being present. If you feel comfortable, you can close your eyes. If not, recommend maybe to keep the eyes gazing downwards a little. It can help with a sense of getting distracted by other people. So you can begin by practicing some kind of loving attention here. You might notice yourself breathing and can see if you can connect with some loving attention to this body breathing. So this is like as if you're your favorite pet today. As if there's someone that's you love that's sleeping and you're watching them breathe. As if you can connect to a sense of the preciousness of your life. It could be there's some grumpy thoughts coming in, or distracted thoughts, judgy thoughts. So we'll give ourselves a little metta push on the swing. You try to remember some aspect of your own goodness. It could be something that other people appreciate about you, friends or family. Or even something that you know about yourself that others don't know. It doesn't have to be a huge thing, even that you open the door for someone or smile at them. Act of generosity, sense of your honesty, courage, patience. Could be even about something you've made as a decision in your life, spending your life doing some kind of service or helping look after someone, or even your sincerity that you decide to try and come to a meditation group. If you can't think of anything else tonight, you can appreciate your renunciation and good intentions coming to common ground tonight. So just allowing yourself to connect with your own goodness in your heart. So we're not holding this like we're better than anyone else, but really just appreciating our own natural goodness, which all of us have. If your mind is kicking up counterexamples of ways you messed up, you could set them aside for the moment. Just allow that appreciation, that sense of connecting with your own goodness to be felt in your heart. And then with each breath, even to grow and expand. So allow that sense to expand and fill your entire chest area. With each breath, allow it to expand and fill all the space of your limbs. Allow it to expand and fill your hands and feet, fingers and toes. They're resting in this field of goodness. It still is difficult for you to connect with this sense. You can imagine some people who hold you in positive regard around you. Imagine them gazing at you, and that you might have a sense of how they hold you in their hearts. It could be people, it could be even animals who you know, your pets. All of us have these deep wishes for well-being, for happiness, for safety, to be healthy. And just as we ourselves have this wish, so does everyone, every living being, every human, every animal also wants to be well and safe and happy and healthy. Having connected with this sense of benevolence, we can also emanate this out and wish well for others. You can imagine first people who are on your left side, whether you know them or not. See if we can bring a sense of goodwill or friendliness towards all those people on the left side of us. So you can hold this with just the energetic sense of emanating good wishes in that direction. Or if it helps, you can use some words to send the wishes along. May you be peaceful and happy. May you be strong and healthy. May you be safe from inner and outer harm. May you live with ease. You can send good wishes to everyone on the right side of us. May you be peaceful and happy. May you be strong and healthy. May you be safe from inner and outer harm. May you live with ease. And include all those in front of us. Includes going through the walls of the building even. All those out in the street. May you be peaceful and happy. May you be strong and healthy. May you be safe from inner and outer harm. May you live with ease. Wishing well for all those behind us. May you be peaceful and happy. May you be strong and healthy. May you be safe from inner and outer harm. May you live with ease. If you like, we can also wish well for all those below us. Because we include not just people, but also animals and insects. Or if you go far enough down, you'll include other people too. So all those beings in that direction. May you be peaceful and happy. May you be strong and healthy. May you be safe from inner and outer harm. May you live with ease. And we'll complete our circle by going in the upward direction. All those beings in the sky, the birds, people in airplanes, insects, all beings seen and unseen, known and unknown. May you be peaceful and happy. May you be strong and healthy. May you be safe from inner and outer harm. May you live with ease. We've generated a field of benevolence, of good wishing in all directions around us. So we can just rest in that field. If it helps for the continuation of that, for you to continue with taking the intentions in words in your heart, you can do that. But if it feels like you can just connect with that and breathe into it with each breath, you can also just rest in that field of goodwill, benevolence, emanating towards all those in all directions. And that includes, of course, yourself. your attention's gone elsewhere, you can always just recognize that and bring it back again. Connect again with the heart, the sense of goodwill. There's no need to blame oneself, judge oneself for that. Just come back again, relax, connect again with this sense of benevolence. May we all be peaceful and happy. May we all be strong and healthy. May we all be safe from inner and outer harm. May we all live with ease of well-being.
This talk, like all programs at Common Ground, is offered freely in the spirit of generosity. To learn more about Common Ground and its programs, or if you would like to donate, please visit our website, www.commongroundmeditation.org.